Jackson Hole was really cool. It was just like being in the Old West, complete with a gunfight and everything. Bobby and I got these great souvenirs there, and we just had to enact our own scene from where the bank robber tries to get away. Dipper the Kid versus Sheriff Thornbody. We decided to spend the night there in a hotel that looked like a saloon with a player piano. It was neat because their servers were all dressed in Western outfits, big hoop skirts and everything, and you had to climb the stairs to get to the rooms. They even had bunk beds. I let Bobby sleep on top. The next day, we headed north and stopped at the Grand Tetons. Wow, they were huge! Uncle Star said that their size is partly an illusion because from where we were, the land was all flat until the mountains start. I asked Uncle Star what Tetons meant, and he just blushed. I don't know why. Guess I'll have to look it up later. Oh, and then Yellowstone. Wow, really cool place. We saw Old Faithful and several other geysers, as well as the hot springs and the waterfalls and canyons. We were told that Yellowstone sits on top of what is probably the largest volcano in the world. And if it ever erupted again, it would be devastating for the whole world. Wow, kind of scary. We spent 2 nights there because there was so much to see and the park is huge. It's bigger than Rhode Island and Delaware combined. Finally, we left Yellowstone and entered Montana. He was born in the Bitterroot Valley in the early morning rain. Wild geese o'er the water, headed north and home again. Bringing a warm wind from the south, bringing the first taste of the spring. His mother took him to her breast and softly she did sing. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him the love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana skies. His mother died that summer and he never learned to cry. He never knew his father and he never did ask why. And he never knew the answers that would make an easy way. But he learned to know the wilderness and to be a man that way. His mother's brother took him into his family and his home. Gave him a hand that he could lean on and a strength to call his own. And he learned to be a farmer and he learned to love the land. And he learned to read the seasons and he learned to make a stand. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him the love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana skies. On the eve of his 21st birthday, he set out on his own. He was 30 years and running when he found his way back home. Riding a storm across the mountains and an aching in his heart. Said he came to turn the pages and to make a brand new start. Now he never told the story of the time when he was gone. Some say he was a lawyer, some say he was a John. There was something in the city that he said he couldn't breathe. There was something in the country that he said he couldn't leave. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him the love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana sky. Some of us will miss him and we'll try to carry on. Giving a voice to the forest, giving a voice to the dawn. Giving a voice to the wilderness and the land that he lived on. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him the love of a good family and a woman of his own.
Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes, give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana skies. Oh, Montana, give this child a home, give him the love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes, give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild.